So tonight's topic is, with the upcoming 3-day Yom Tov on the horizon, especially if it's warm, then the question will come up, as it often does on Yom Tov, can a person take a shower? Very often I'll get people ask me that, Shaila. So I want to look at it and try and establish what the din actually is. And I thought we would use as our starting point this evening, we'd simply use Sefer Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata. We'd look at that, see what Rav Neuwirth says about showering and washing, bathing on Shabbat and Yom Tov, and then tease out maybe a few more ideas as well. So Peret Yud Daled, Rav Neuwirth deals with rechitza v'sicha b'shabbat v'yom tov, washing and sicha is anointing yourself, putting oils on you on Shabbat and Yom Tov. We're going to focus on the rechitza, on the washing aspect. So we're not going to go through all the se'ifim, but a few se'ifim to flag up and start with the first one. Rechitza b'mayim chamim b'shabbat. So we'll deal with Shabbat and with Yom Tov. Mayim shuchmu be'erev Shabbat. Let's say you've got water that was heated up on Erev Shabbat. Mutar lichotz b'hem Shabbat chelek min ha'ivarim. So on Shabbat, you're allowed to wash parts of your body. Kigon panav yadav raglav, e.g. your face, your hands, your feet, or sha'ar evrei haguf, or other parts of the body. Ach lo yichatz b'hem et kol haguf kulo. But you can't wash your entire body with hot water, even if it was heated up before Shabbat. Vavlo et rubo, and not even most of your body. Afilim rochetz eva levado, even if you're not having a full shower or a full bath, but you're just washing one limb at a time, that's going to be prohibited if it's most of your body. And likewise, you can have a shower in such water. So let's think about the issue of washing on Shabbat. Now, there are two issues really in terms of washing on Shabbat and Yom Tov. One is an issue of the actual act of washing, and the other is a question of heating up the water. So let's start with heating up the water, and there will be a difference between Shabbat and Yom Tov as far as that's concerned. So heating up water on Shabbat, or on Yom Tov for that matter, is bishul. On Shabbat, you can't do bishul under any circumstances. That means I can't turn on the boiler to heat the water in my water tank. In olden times, we would be talking about, I can't take a pot of water and put it on the stove to heat up. So obviously on Shabbat I can't heat up water itself. But what if I've got water that was already heated up before Shabbat? So I might have, for example, I want to Friday night, I just like to, wash my face, really well in warm water before I go to sleep. Perhaps a woman might have some makeup on or something she wants to wash off, something like that. She wants to have warm water. So before Shabbat, person will fill a bowl with piping hot water, put a tray over it or something like that to keep it closed, so that the heat doesn't totally get lost. And then Friday night they want to wash their face in that piping hot water. So it won't be piping hot any longer by that stage, but that's going to be permissible. Could they turn on the hot tap and wash their face in hot water from the hot tap? So the general answer to that question will be that you can't. Why not? So there'll be two reasons why not. One reason is because when you turn on the hot tap, hot water comes out of the hot water tank, and cold water goes into the hot water tank. And that cold water is going to be heated up by the hot water that's in the tank. It's true that you haven't necessarily turned anything on a light. It's true that you haven't turned on the electricity or turned on the gas. Nevertheless, an inevitable consequence of the cold water going into the hot water tank is that it's going to be heated up. And that is Bischel. And we have a principle that certainly there's an issue of Bischel with Chamei Ha'or, i.e. with something which has been heated up by fire itself. So the water in the tank has been heated up by the electricity or the gas or whatever it is. And now that water is heating up the cold water that's coming in. And even though that's not what you intended doing, nevertheless, we've got a principle of what we call a psik ratio, something which is an inevitable consequence, something which is a melacha, which is an inevitable consequence of what you're doing and you're not allowed to do on Shabbat. So therefore, to turn on your hot tap and to let cold water into the tank is going to be prohibited on Shabbat. There could be a way in which it's going to be permitted. And that could be that if the general temperature of the water in your tank is less than 45 degrees, that's what we call Yad Soledet. So if the water in your tank is not very, very hot, Friday afternoon, everybody's had a shower, and the last person to have a shower Friday afternoon discovers that there's not a lot of water. That's often occurrence in frum houses. Friday afternoon, the last person to have a shower finds there's not much hot water left. So quickly you go and turn off the boiler, so it's not going to heat up the water in the tank. And now all you've got left in your tank is lukewarm water. So then when you turn on the tap on Shabbat, in actual fact, it might be all right, because the water temperature of the water in the tank isn't very hot. So cold water's coming in. That cold water's not going to be really heated up at all. So in that case, it would be permissible. Of course, the water that you're washing yourself with on Shabbat is not going to be very warm. And you could only do it if you're sure that that's the case. So one problem with using the hot water on Shabbat is that inevitably, when you open the turn on the tap, hot water comes out, cold water comes in and gets heated up. And the other consideration is, of course, that once you take hot water out of your tank, then it affects the thermostat, and the temperature in the water in the tank cools down because cold water is coming in. And then very often that will turn the heating element on again because it's become cool and the heating element is turning on, and that's going to be heating up the water. So again, you're heating up the water with or with fire, with aish, whatever you want to call it, and you're turning on, even though it's indirectly, but nevertheless you're turning on the heating element, and that's going to be prohibited. So we're going to see on Shabbat the only way that you can wash in warm water on Shabbat is A, if it's hot water which has been prepared from before Shabbat, and B, that it's that you're not washing your whole body, you're just washing parts of your body. So Panav Yadav Raglav is the classic example. So that was Sif Aleph there. If we move to the next page, want to look at Sif Gimel. Just if Gimel is of relevance to us. So if Gimel says, "Maim shochmu b'Shabbat al yedei chom ha'ish mibli she'ne'ashter b'hem b'Shabbat kol pulat hachama." Now, sometimes you have water that was heated up by itself on Shabbat without you doing anything about it. So again, you could have, you know, Friday afternoon, you had everybody had a shower, the hot water tank was emptied of hot water. Last person to have a shower 5 minutes before Shabbat came in had a cold shower, pretty much. And then over the course of Shabbat, either on Friday night or Shabbat morning, when the heating came on, the water in the tank was heated up. So water that's, however, it's been heated up on Shabbat, but without any issa being done. Or it could be that you've got cold water, which you mix some hot water into it. This will still have the din of water which was heated up before Shabbat. דהיינו שמותר לרחוץ בהם חלק מן הגוף, אבל לא את כל הגוף כולו, אפילו לא עבר עבר לבדו. But you can't wash the whole body with it. If it was water that was heated up on Shabbat without you actually heating it up, so again, you can wash yourself, but only partially washing yourself. You can't totally wash yourself. But again, you're going to have a problem of taking it out of the tap from the boiler. It's worth flagging up two interesting questions which come up. One is, very often in Israel, people have what's called a Dud Shemesh. Dud Shemesh is a solar-powered heater. Usually you see it on the roofs in Israel, and you've got solar panels there, and they heat up the water. So there's a question whether or not you can use water from the Dud Shemesh on Shabbat. Most poskim say that you can't for various reasons, but there is a minority opinion that says that you can. One of the reasons why you can't is because even though you're not activating any heating elements, nevertheless, you've got the hot water in the system. And then when you draw out hot water, more cold water goes in, and that heats up with the mixing with the hot water that you've got there, and that could be the big problem. So generally speaking, the recommendation we give is not to use a Dud Shemesh on Shabbat, but as I say, there is a minority opinion which is lenient about it. Another question that came up many years ago, I haven't really looked into it in any depth or reached a conclusion about it. Many years ago, I was in Moscow for a period of time. Now, Moscow in the winter is very cold. It was at the end of the communist era. And most things in Moscow weren't very good. You know, it was one of these wonderful things that they were able to put men on the moon. But, you know, in terms of in the cities and everything, things were stuck in the 1950s. And most things were pretty ramshackle. But one of the things which was very, very good in Moscow was the heating system. And apparently, certainly in those days, you had these enormous, it wasn't, you know, every flat, every apartment had its own boiler in the flat. It wasn't even that every block of flats had its own boiler. It seems that they had these enormous boilers that gave heat and hot water to an entire road, something like that, to an higher entire street, you know, and was perhaps providing hot water for thousands of people. So my question there was, if I open the hot water tap on Shabbat, is that really making any impact on the overall system? I don't know what the answer was, but it certainly seemed conceivable to me that no, in terms of if you've got, you know, 1,000 taps coming off that system, then you've constantly got people with taps open. There's constantly cold water coming in and hot water going out, or hot water going out and cold water coming in. So it might be in that case what you do is negligible, in which case it could be that in Moscow, you could wash your hands and your face, whatever, on Friday night or Shabbat morning with warm water from the tap, because what you're doing is not actually making any impact on the overall system. But otherwise, we've got a problem, a technical problem, and also a halachic consideration. Technical problem is that when you open the tap and draw off hot water from the tap on Shabbat, you're letting cold water into the system. That's problem number one. Even if you can override that in some way, or it becomes not a problem, there's still a prohibition against washing your entire body in hot water. What's the reason why we've got this prohibition against washing your entire body in hot water on Shabbat? It's what Chazal called gezeirat merchatzaot. It's a gezeirah, it's a restrictive measure, because what was happening in Talmudic times was people were going to the bathhouses. They'd say to the bath attendant, Now, has this water been heated up on Shabbat? The bath attendant would say, oh, of course not, because he wanted people to come in and use his bathhouse. Then it transpired that it had been heated up on Shabbat. So therefore, they made a gezeira that you're not allowed to wash your whole body in hot water because of what we call gezeirat merchatzaot, that you shouldn't use the bathhouse because of a worry that people would heat up the water on Shabbat. So that's what Se'if Gimel tells us. Let's move to Se'if Dalad, which is now speaking specifically about you've got water coming from a boiler. It says, Maim chayim shebimit kan lechimul maim al yidei chashmal, boiler al yidei neft. So you've got a boiler which is providing you with the hot water. Gamim hamitkan einu mufal b'Shabbat. Exactly as we said, even if the boiler's not working on Shabbat, asur lahotzi mimenu elam kein yiskor tchila heitev et haber shedarko zormim hamayim hakarim el hamitkan. You can't. So even if it's turned off at the system, so that it's not going, the thermostat's turned off, the heating is turned off, so that when the tank becomes cold, it's not going to heat up again. It says it's still going to be prohibited to draw water from that tank. Why? Because when more water goes in, it gets cold. So it's one of these interesting things. He says in this volume that, yeah, if you were to turn off the inflow pipe, so then it would be permissible because you're only drawing water out of the system and you're not letting any more water into the system. The problem is that certainly on most boilers, that's not most water tanks, that's impossible, because generally speaking, the cold water is at the bottom of the tank and the hot water is at the top of the tank. So when you open the tap, it's actually not the water from the bottom of the tank, it's the water from the top of the tank. And the way the pressure system works is that the pressure moves the water up the tank. So if you close off the inlet pipe at the bottom, then you're not going to be able to draw any water off at the top. So you're going to be stuck. So that's not such a practical solution. So washing on Shabbat in warm water is going to be, you can only use water that you've got ready from before Shabbat. And as we say, that you can only wash Panav Yadav of Raglav. Also in the case of, Choli, so, particularly we would say with a baby, very often people, this comes up this time of year where, people want to give the baby a bath on Shabbat afternoon, certainly if it's a two-day Yom Tov, whatever, they find that, giving the baby a bath, that calms the baby down and, gets them into the routine and they know that it's bedtime and all that sort of thing. So again, if you've got, you've got two options. You could have a basin of water that you've left from before Shabbat. That will only be useful on Friday night, but by Shabbat afternoon it will become cold. Or if you want to bathe the baby, so then you're going to have to take your bathtub of water and draw water off it from the urn and pour that into the bathtub of cold water. It's best to do it that you've got the cold water in the bath basin already, and then you're adding the hot water to it rather than the other way around to get round Bishul issues. In any event, that's the story as far as Shabbat is concerned. If we actually skip to, we'll come back to Se'if Zayin in a moment. If we skip to Se'if Yud Aleph, the end, we'll see what about washing in cold water on Shabbat. It could be that this year Yom Tov, it's a three-day Yom Tov. It starts with Shabbat, so Shabbat we're not feeling so grimy. But sometimes you can have Yom Tov Thursday, Friday, and Shabbat. And on Shabbat you're feeling very grimy, or it can be you're in Israel particularly. It's very, very hot. You're in the Merkaz, you're in Bnei Brak or Petach Tikva or somewhere like that, and it's very hot and sticky, and you just want to cool off. So you want to go and have a shower in cold water. So are you allowed to do so on Shabbat or not? So let's look at Se'if Yud Aleph. What does he say? Noagim shelo ruchotz b'shabbat of yom tovet kol haguf afilu b'mayim karim. So you need to be careful. Let me retranslate that. Noagim, the minhag is shelo ruchotz b'shabbat of yom tovet kol haguf. You don't wash your whole body on Shabbat or Yom Tov. Afilu b'mayim karim, even with cold water. Brochatim raket chelke haguf she'ina mechusim sarot. And you only wash parts of your body, parts which aren't covered with heavy hair. Umutar ukhotz et hachalakim ha'ele b'mayim karim. You can wash those parts of your body even with cold water, afilu b'mayim poshrim, or with warm water. You've taken the chill off it, something like that. Then he goes on to state, v'hamitztayer, a person who's really uncomfortable, yom b'yom sharav, if it's a heat wave, something like that. Mutav l'kalech b'mayim ka'ele k'ragil b'motachol. You can have a cold shower like you would during the week. U'mikom akom yisahesh el lor l'shkot et ha'sarot. You need to be careful to make sure you don't squeeze out your hair. So this issue of washing in cold water on Shabbat is actually a point of discussion amongst the poskim. There's some who say it's permitted. There's some who say it's not permitted. The Chazon Ish is brought down as saying that it's not permitted, and that's the view that's being reflected here. What's the reason for being strict? So there's actually it's a Mishnah Brura. It comes up in Simin Shin Kaf Vav, where the Shulchan Aruch talks about if you wash in the river on Shabbat, and the Mishnah Brura says Kasu Aposkim Danagush Delorikotz Klal B'Nahar Ol B'Mikvah Dematzuy Lavoli De'Shichitat Se'ar Od Kamatamin. So he says the main reason is we're worried. You know, we don't want people taking showers on Shabbat and Yom Tov. Why? Because there are a whole load of Isurim which can become relevant as far as that's concerned. There's a concern if you're out in the river, then when you get out of the river, you might have water on your body that you cover carry more than 4 amot. It might be that you squeeze out your hair and such things. And therefore, they said the minhag is not to wash even in cold water. But not everybody holds that. Certainly, Sfardim aren't strict like that. And we see in the certainly said for makom tsar, a case where you're in great discomfort, so then you can't have a shower. Sorry, then you can have a shower in cold water. So if it's just a case of you didn't manage to shower Friday afternoon and Friday night you want to take a cold shower, so then you couldn't do it. But if it's a very, very hot day and you're schwitzing and you've been sweating, etc., etc., so then it would be permitted. But we should flag up a couple of things. Most important thing to flag up is that nowadays, with the modern bathrooms that we have, very often taking a cold shower on Shabbat has got lots of problems, because many people have electric showers. I don't know if most people have electric showers, but many people, I remember when I was a boy, the shower was just an attachment to the taps in the bathroom. You turned on the bathroom tap and held up a hose basically over your head, and that was the shower. But now we tend to have electric showers, and of course if you turn on an electric shower on Shabbat, then it's like turning on the lights or whatever it is, you're using electricity. So that would be a problem. When we come to the discussion of Yom Tov in just a moment, I know with our we have in our main bathroom, we've got a shower. It's an electric shower, but you can turn off the electrics for the shower. So always on Erev Yom Tov, always put a note by the candles. So before my wife lights the candles, she's usually the last person to shower, so we don't want to turn off the electricity for the shower before then. But a note by the candles, turn off the electricity for the shower. That means that the shower and the bathroom taps can be used on Yom Tov. And you could get cold water out of them on Shabbat. You could do it on Shabbat. Not all showers will work. The shower in the ensuite won't work if the electricity is turned off. You won't get anything out of it at all. No water will come out of it. But the shower in the main bathroom, it will work. You don't get a very strong. It's not like one of these rainforest showers. So you don't. It's not a jet shower, but it's enough water there that. That'll rinse you off. Or if you don't want to do it, you could use a watering can or a bowl or whatever and pour water over yourself. So it's a very hot day. You could wash in cold water on Shabbat. But as I say, some of the poskim say that the minhag is not to wash in cold water unless you're very, very hot and shitsy. So on Shabbat, it's just worth, you know, just reiterating this point of turning on the hot water tap. Lots of people don't necessarily realize that. But using the hot water tap, generally speaking, on Shabbat is going to be a problem. It's going to be a privilege, of course, the hot water to come on, and that's going to be us also. Whether it's for washing the dishes or whatever it is, you generally can't turn on the hot water there. Okay, let's carry on now and look at the question of Yom Tov. So let's go back now to Sif Zion and see what we're told about washing on Yom Tov. So if we look back at Sif Zion says as follows: K'shem she'asur arachitak kol haguf kulo b'mayim chamim b'shabbat. Just as you're not allowed to wash your entire body in hot water on Shabbat, Kach hi asura gam b'Yom Tov. So it's also prohibited on Yom Tov. Af im ha'mayim huchmu b'erev Yom Tov. Even if the water was heated up on erev Yom Tov, you can't wash your entirety in hot water on Yom Tov. U'mutar l'kotz eiver, but you can wash limb by limb. Velo kol haguf bevat kulo vatachat, b'mayim shuchmu b'erev Yom Tov, and not the whole body in one go with water that was heated up on erev Yom Tov. But tzorech l'chitzat panav yadav raglav af mutar l'achim mayim b'Yom Tov atzmo. But to wash your hands, face, and feet, you can even heat up water on Yom Tov itself. Now this is a bit more complex. On the face of it, it seems that there's not a lot of difference between Yom Tov and Shabbat. The only difference being that on Shabbat you obviously can't heat up water under any circumstances. On Yom Tov, you can heat up water for panav yadav raglav, for your face, your hands, and your feet. So you know, in olden times, you know, where they put a kettle on the stove, they would heat it up so a person could wash their hands, face, and feet in the morning before going to bed. Whatever it is, that's something you wouldn't be able to do on Shabbat. And of course, where you've got a 3-day Yom Tov, that could have been very, very welcome. What if you've got water that was heated up either before Shabbat or was heated up for, you know, on Shabbat for cooking, and you've got some left over? You were going to cook an enormous amount of potatoes, and then you've heated up all the water, you open up the cupboard, and you discover, you know, you're out of potatoes. No potatoes. You've got all this water. It was heated up, beheta. It was heated up for cooking the potatoes with, and it wasn't used because then you found there were no potatoes. Or you heated it up to make hot drinks with, and there was a limited, and your guests didn't show up, so you've got a lot of water left over. Nevertheless, you can only use that water to wash parts of the body, not the entire body. Now the question is, it's the Mishnah in Masechet Beitza, which tells us you're not allowed to heat up water to wash more than your hands, face, and feet on Yom Tov. The question is, why not? Why shouldn't you be able to wash more than hands? Why should you be allowed to heat up water for that and not for washing yourself more generally? So this is a whole sugya. But generally speaking, we say, you know, on Yom Tov, you're allowed to heat up, you're allowed to cook. Right? So I'm allowed to cook, heat up water for cooking. So if I want to cook my potatoes, I can heat up water. Where do I get the notion that I'm allowed to heat up water for washing myself as well. So we say that we've got principle of mitoch. Mitoch means seeing as something's allowed for the purpose of ochel nefesh, for preparation of food, it's also allowed for other purposes as well. Seeing as the act of heating up water is permitted on Yom Tov, permitted for cooking food, so therefore it's also permitted for other purposes as well. So I can wash my hands, face, and feet with that water. That's definitely the case. Why can't I therefore heat up water to wash my whole self with? That's apply the principle of mitoch. So there's a machloket in the Rishonim, a machloket between essentially the Rambam and the Tosfot, and each of them got others with them. Now Tosfot say, and this is a very important notion, and it's mentioned. This idea is mentioned in the footnotes here in Shmirat Shabbat Katan, Sif Katan, Kaf Aleph. Actually, let's start with the Rambam. So the Rambam says the reason why you can't heat up water to wash your whole self with on Yom Tov is because, again, we've got Gezeira Mechatzaot. Okay? They didn't want people heating bathhouses. There was a concern that people would come to light the fire, not just heat up the water, but light the fire. And therefore, they said you can't use a bathhouse on Yom Tov. That's the view of the Rambam. However, the view of the Tosfot, which really seems to be the view that that we paskin according to, is because of a principle known as Davar HaShaveh L'chol Nefesh, something which most people would regard as necessary, meaning that on Yom Tov, it's true that you're allowed to do malacha if it's for ochel nefesh, and it's also true that anything which is done for ochel nefesh you can do for other things as well. But there's also a notion that doesn't apply to everything, that only applies to things which people in general enjoy. So classic example here is in the times of Chazal, most people wanted to wash their hands, face, and feet in warm water, but most people didn't want to wash their whole body in warm water. A shower in warm water was something you did very occasionally, a whole bath in warm water. Yeah, you wash your hands, face, and feet in warm water, maybe not even every day, you know, depending on how wealthy you were, whether you could heat up the water. You know, maybe very often you'd wash just in cold water, but sometimes at least you'd wash in warm water. In the times of Chazal, taking a bath in warm water was something which was only done occasionally. It was, you know, probably only done by wealthy people. There were merchatzaot, there were bathhouses. I don't know who went to them how often. You know, certainly we know in Tudor times in this country. Yeah, they say that Queen Elizabeth I, she regarded herself as being very clean because she had a bath once a month, whether she needed it or not. So most people, you know, probably very rarely washed in hot water, even though you had merchatzaot, you know, they had to be heated up, but you had to pay to go to them. There wasn't, you know, bathhouses, you know, showers at home. If you were a poor person, you wouldn't, you know, you would regard merchatzaot as being a big luxury. Lots of people, they just wash down on the riverbanks. I'm guessing that people, you know, through the winter perhaps didn't wash very often at all. So washing your whole body was regarded as something which was not shaveh l'chol nefesh, which was regarded as not being something that everybody enjoys. And therefore, you're not allowed to do it do a malacha for that on Yom Tov. I say it's not something everybody enjoys. Do everybody enjoys having the hot shower? I mean, it's not something that everybody does on a regular basis. It's something that is reserved for mafunakim, for people who are wealthy and pampered. Now, there's a very interesting Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura wants to be strict. The Mishnah Berurah's stringency opens for us the possibility of a leniency. So the first consideration is, Mishnah Berurah says, hold on a minute. Why should, maybe nowadays it shouldn't be permitted to heat up water on Yom Tov to wash your feet. Washing your hands and your face, yes. You know, most people, when they, you know, in the morning, you turn on, when you get up, you wash your face, hands and face in warm water. When you go to bed, you wash your hands and face in warm water. But, you know, washing your feet in warm water, you know, that you don't always do. Certainly, in times of Mishnah Berurah, you know, maybe on Erev Shabbat you did. But you didn't have a hot shower every day. You didn't even wash your feet every day. You wash your feet once a week when you have the shower. So the Mishnah Berurah says maybe washing, heating up water for your feet isn't davar hashaveh l'chol nefesh, isn't something which everybody enjoys, and therefore maybe it would be prohibited on Shabbat. On Yom Tov. Now, that's a stringency. But the Mishnah Berurah is establishing for us an important principle. The principle that he's establishing for us is a notion that davar shaveh l'chol nefesh is clearly something which is subjective rather than objective. Meaning, in the times of Chazal where people walked around barefoot, so therefore washing your feet in warm water was regarded as davar shaveh l'chol nefesh, something which most people do and enjoy. Whereas 150 years ago, in the times of the Mishnah Berurah, people didn't wash their feet very often, and therefore it wasn't regarded as davar shaveh l'chol nefesh. If we accept that, then we can flip it the other way and we can say, oh, nowadays, most people, certainly in our society, you know, have a shower, if not every day, every other day. And therefore, having a hot shower is davar shaveh l'chol nefesh, is something which, actual fact, everybody enjoys. Everybody does it on a regular basis. And it's not just regarded as something which is just for pampered people. So according to that, it should be permissible to have a shower, a warm shower, on Yom Tov. Because you don't need to worry about it. It's going to be permissible to heat up the water for that. And indeed, this is suggested in the footnotes here in Sefer Shemar Shabbat Hilchata. He doesn't actually paskin like that, but he does raise it as a possibility. And other poskim do paskin like that. Combined with the consideration that some Rishonim say the whole reason why we don't, you can't have a shower in hot water on your, or you can't wash in hot water on Yom Tov is because gzeirat merchatzaot, meaning that what Chazal said was you're not allowed to go to the bathhouse on Yom Tov. But having a shower at home is not a bathhouse, and therefore it should be permitted to have a shower at home on Yom Tov, because it's not the bathhouse. And that's the way Rav Avadia Yosef, certainly other Sfardi poskim, paskan, because it was the Rambam who said the reason why you can't wash your whole body in warm water on Yom Tov is because Gezerat Merchatzaot. They didn't want people going to, they said you can't use the bathhouse because people might come to light the fire. But at home, that's not a merchatz, so they only prohibited using the merchatz. They didn't prohibit using a home bathroom. So it was the Rambam. So if you're Sfardi, you're following the Rambam, you can say, okay, so the Rambam would allow you to take a warm shower at home, because gezerat merchatzaot, you can't go to the bathhouse, but you can get washed at home. If you're Ashkenazi and you follow Tosfot and the Rosh, who say the reason is because of davar shaveh l'chol nefesh, that it needs to be something which everybody would enjoy. So nowadays, you could argue that nowadays, washing in warm water is something that that everybody enjoys. I saw Rav Melamed in Pinene Halacha that he paskins that way, to be lenient. Other poskim do as well, and I think it's a very cogent position to accept. I think certainly where it's a 3-day Yom Tov, it's a tzar to go 3 days, especially if it's hot weather, without showering. So my recommendation usually is that, you know, if it's just that, you know, you're Israeli and you've just got one day Yom Tov, I think that I don't think one should be makel on Yom Tov and take a warm shower, because I don't think there's any need to. You can have a shower before Yom Tov, you can have a shower after Yom Tov. In Chutz La'aretz, where it's a two-day Yom Tov, so in general, you know, if it's not particularly hot and you're not particularly grimy, I don't think there's you need to be makel. If you are particularly hot and grimy, so then I think you can be makel. You know, very often I come back, Simchat Torah night, from shul, been dancing around the bimah for 2 hours. I'm hot and sticky. It's already been a whole day of Yom Tov, so I take a shower before I go to bed on Yom Tov night. Certainly, where you've got a 3-day Yom Tov, by the third day you're feeling uncomfortable. Hopefully, Shavuot will be a nice warm weather. You feel dirty and uncomfortable. It ruins your Simchat Yom Tov, your sense of Oneg Yom Tov. Maybe it even ruins Kavod Yom Tov if you're grimy. I think there are good grounds to allow taking a warm shower on Yom Tov. But, and now we've got the caveat, and this is the question, is it really practical? Why do I say that? There are a couple of considerations. Number one, we have to remember that, as I said, many showers are electric. So if you've got an electric shower, so then there's nothing you can do about it on Yom Tov. You can't use the electric shower on Yom Tov. That's going to be a malacha to use it. If you can turn off the electricity, and okay, it'll give you a weak shower, but it'll still provide you with a shower, so that'll be all right. But if it's if the only thing you've got is a power shower, then you can't use it on Yom Tov, and you're going to have to go the 3 days without washing. The other thing that you need to look into is what type of heating system you have. I've been talking about, we've got an old-fashioned boiler. So an old-fashioned boiler is all right, because you turn on the hot water, cold water comes into the system. So, okay, that's all right. It's going to get warmed up by the hot water. That's permitted on Yom Tov. What about the thermostat? So the thermostat, it's not going to turn on immediately. You know, it's not as soon as you turn on the hot water that the thermostat's going to come on. It's going to be a little while after, when you've drawn out a fair amount of hot water. Then the temperature's dropped sufficiently in the tank that the thermostat's going to notice it and turn on the heating element. So we say gram havara, indirect, lighting a fire. Indirect ignition is permitted on Yom Tov. It's not permitted on Shabbat, but on Yom Tov it's permitted. That's fine if you've got an old-fashioned boiler system. Problem is now, lots of homes have combi boilers, which basically means that you haven't got water sitting around in a tank, but as soon as you open the tap, as soon as you turn on the tap, a whole series of electronic sensors start working, and as soon as you turn on the tap, that turns on a boiler or shifts something in the system that means that that the water's going to be heated up. Something's turned on, something's heated up, the electrics are being brought into play. The long and the short of it is you've got problems of doing malacha there on your problems of either using the electricity or turning on the ignition of the heater, and that's going to be a problem. It's another example of how modern technology has been very, very helpful in all sorts of areas, but throws us for a bit of a curveball on Shabbat and Yom Tov, meaning that you've got the old-fashioned system with a non-electric shower and an old-fashioned boiler. You can have your shower on Yom Tov. If you've got an electric shower, or even not an electric shower, but a combi boiler, you've got a problem. A bit like the story, with fridges and dishwashers and all these sorts of things. creates a certain amount of problems. So in practice, many people will find that they can't use the hot water on Yom Tov. In actual fact, you need to be able to even use the hot water for washing your dishes. You need to find out what type of system you've got. If you've got a an old fashioned system, then you can turn on the tap. It's not a problem for heat, you know, for washing the dishes in the hot water. If you've got a modern system, a combi boiler or something like that, then you've got a much bigger problem. You can't use the hot water, certainly not on Shabbat, but also not on Yom Tov. If you need to wash the dishes, then you're going to have to heat up water on the stove for that purposes, and then pour it into use a washing up bowl and do it that way. Two other things just to mention: even if one is washing on Yom Tov, so you're using either water that's been heated up beforehand, or you've got the old type of boiler, so to turn on the hot tap and wash your hands and face isn't going to be a problem. Worth flagging up: number one, use of soap can be problematic on Shabbat and Yom Tov. We generally say hard soap you shouldn't use. Liquid soap you can use, but you need to be careful not to use hard soap on Shabbat and Yom Tov. Problem probably of mamachake or molid, whatever it is. The other issue is if you, let's say you take a shower, so you take a cold shower on Shabbat, you're in Petach Tikva for Shabbat, it's schwitzing hot, you take a cold shower, it's not electric, etc., etc. You need to be careful, you can't squeeze out your hair. So the water can go on your hair, but then you can't take your hands and squeeze the water out of your hair. That's going to be prohibited. That's a problem of schita. Same with your beard. Again, you can wash your face gently, but not pull the water. If you've got a long beard, and it's waterlogged, you can't pull the water out of your beard. And also, obviously, you can't use sponges or flannels or things like that. So that's what I wanted to share with you this evening. I hope that people have an enjoyable Yom Tov, whether you've washed or not washed, etc. I see that Tal's just put up a question asking, what's the question in the chat? Does it need a sign in your house that tells your guests where the hot water comes from? I suppose if you're having guests, then there would be a problem. Well, I suppose if you're having people stay in your house, let them know. Yeah, either you can use the hot water on Yom Tov, or you can't use the hot water on Yom Tov. Yeah, I think that would be a good thing to tell people. Obviously, if you can use the hot water, lots of people, especially in flats, it's all electric, and you can't use it. Certainly, can't have a shower on a 3-day Yom Tov. If you've got a house where you can have a shower, you could either make a lot of friends or maybe a lot of money by people using your shower. I'm not sure you could charge them to use the shower on Yom Tov. That would be some problems Schar Shabbat. But certainly you could make a lot of friends by people coming round and having a shower in your house. So anyhow, I wish everybody Shabbat Shalom and Chag Sameach. And we'll resume the Shiurim after the Chagim, after Shavuot. Good night to all.